Night before last, David was, after a whole week of getting many things done in Mexico City, getting ready for the TED Trip conference they're going to be having in Mexico City. He was robbed on the metro there, and so wasn't able to get the his electronic material was taken from him, so he had to make something this morning early. He's at a conference for all the Latin American publishers there in Mexico, and so this is kind of a report that he's giving there from where he is there in Mexico, speaking to you.
Hey friends in Boulder, wish I could be there with you guys today. It sounds like you've had a great couple of days, and it sounds like there's just a real great spirit of unity. Wish I could be there with you guys. It sounds really neat. I have a lot of good memories being in Boulder when I worked as a project manager. Let me give you a quick introduction. I know a lot of you already, but some of you don't know me. My name is David Adams, and I'm Jim Adams' son. A lot of you know him as Grizzly. I was born when my parents were on the mission field in Colombia, and I was born in Bucaramanga when they were there in the 70s. I'm very thankful for churches, generous churches. In particular, Grace Baptist Church at that time was the church that had sent them. And when I was 2 months old, I needed brain surgery. And Grace Baptist paid for that surgery to be able to happen. They said that the doctor said that otherwise, within 2 years, I would have been blind and severely mentally handicapped. So I'm very thankful for generous churches like Grace Baptist and so many others that support missions and missionaries. I grew up in the U.S. after my parents were called back from the mission field, and I went and studied at York College, which was a Dutch Reformed college. Abraham Kuyper was a big influence for that, for the University of York, and his focus on God's sovereignty over every sphere of life and every corner of life that he cries, that's mine. I spent 6 years after college working as a project manager, traveling around the U.S. doing projects for high-end retailers. And during that time, I got connected to the Redeemer Church Plant Network. Tim Keller's ministry had started in the major cities. And that was really a lifeline for me during that time, because I would get to a new city and automatically I could just connect with the church there in the inner city where most of my projects were. And so Kelly's ministry had a big impact on my life, but also John Piper's ministry, aside from growing up obviously under the ministry of my dad and having David Stroud be a big part of our lives growing up. And so it was through reading John Piper's book, Don't Waste Your Life, that and wrestling with what God is calling me to do, basically where to invest my life, that I felt called to go back to Latin America. I had wrestled with that after college whether or not I should become a pastor, and came to the conclusion and to the conviction that I was not called to be a pastor, but that I could use my gifts in other ways, serving God and His kingdom. So I went back to Colombia 10 years ago and started with doing an MBA program for 2 years. And then later on after that, we started a faith and vocation ministry. And then I was helping my dad with different translation projects that he had been working on through the years. And we were doing that under the imprint of the banner Truth in Spanish. But of course, the difficulty was always getting the distribution, getting the books out. If it wasn't for a particular conference that he was going to, it was always really difficult to get the books out. And so, through the encouragement, of course, of my dad, but even I remember specifically, you know, Sam Masters, who I think is there with you guys, really encouraging me to start this. And we started Poyema Publicación. Poyema is that word in Greek that Paul uses in Ephesians 2, where he says, we are his workmanship. And the beauty of work and worship, that work can be. I always love that word, work, that word workmanship. And I think that the word poema is the root word of our word poem. And so it really talks about through our work, doing art, and doing something that's beautiful. And so that's what we wanted to convey with the name Poema Publicaciones. And it's just been amazing how God has opened doors over the last 5 years. We've been working on a shoestring budget, but just with a little, with the help and the generous giving of different churches, we've really been able to see a lot of books being printed and distributed, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about that with a presbyter.
El Evangelio para cada rincón de la vida means the gospel for every corner of life. And that's our motto. We use this image in different bookstores as I travel around and set up stands in different bookstores. And lectura redimida means redeemed reading. So we think that all of creation is being redeemed, even reading. So when we think about revival and reformation in the Spanish-speaking world, Colombia is really in a unique spot. And from Medellin, we're able to export and get our books into all different parts of Latin America. So it's really been neat to see the impact we've been able to be having on all these different regions. In our books, we're kind of categorizing into these three categories, and I'll talk a little bit about those, and specifically family and gospel life. We really want our books to be practical. The first book that we did was Shepherding a Child's Heart with Ted Tripp. I'm going to be traveling with him again in March, going around and doing conferences. One Sinner's Day I Do by Dave Harvey is just a great book for marriages. Idols of the Heart has been a huge book for working in small groups. I went through that with a group myself a year ago and it had a big impact. This is a children's catechism. We call it Who Made Me because the word catechism in Latin America tends to make people think of Roman Catholicism. Jim Neuheisen's book and the rest of that series, Help I Want to Change, that Shepherd Press does, and we've got a great recommendation on it by John MacArthur. So, Theology and Worldview. The first book has just been so great to have, The Unfolding Mystery by Ed Clowney. You know, Keller says that he learned Christ-centered preaching from him, and of course my dad said that under Clowney, and we published his book, War Songs of the Prince of Peace, Seeing Christ in the Psalms and the Imprecatory Psalms. We just finished 5 Points by John Piper, and that's, a lot of people are really excited about that. We did a second edition of this, the Westminster Confession of Faith for Study Classes by G.I. Williamson. Creation Regained, such a great worldview book that, you know, that the reach of redemption cannot be less than the reach of the fall. And then The 5 Points of Calvinism by Edwin Palmer have really had a big impact in a lot of different people's lives. And we're excited about this God's Word for You series, the Galatians for You, and Small Group Study Guide that goes along with it. If you've never done those small groups in your church, I really recommend it. It's just that we've just seen so many different churches, whether it's, we can get into so many different kinds of churches, Assemblies of God churches, and really since we're not a specific denomination or church, we get into all these great places. My dad wrote this book, I think it was in 1980, Freedom, the Gospel of God. This is the book, Joel Nader, that allowed you to move from the Back to God Hour. This is a Roman Catholic that converted to Christianity. And then this is a neat book that we did, Proverbs That Changed Life, Events That Come Into View, it won an award. Then I go around and do just quite a bit of setting up stands in different events and getting the books out. That way this was with the Gospel Coalition, that's my brother-in-law and a young pastor in Colombia. Set up stands in bookstores. So this is right in Bogota, right in a smack dab, great part of the city, and we're right on the street with one of our stands. And then I'll go around and speak at conferences and do training with booksellers. And really I have the opportunity to teach the gospel and to go against the prosperity gospel and so many other things that are causing problems in Latin America right now. And so if you or your church could pray for us, that would be great. If you could maybe sponsor a specific title, you can choose which specific project we have going on that you'd be interested in, and then it's really neat to be able to have your name, the church's name there inside the copyright page. And these are some of the projects that we have that we still need to get sponsorship for. And we have plenty of other ones as well. If no specific object jumps out at you there, we just really are excited about partnering with churches to see a specific book into Spanish. So if you need more info, you can see Grizzly there, or you can write me at adams@poyama.co. Thanks a lot. Hope it's a great rest of the time, and I hope to be able to see some of you, maybe even be in some of your churches. So God bless.